Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fortnalez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Fortnalez. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is hit by the pitch. Rivera moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Mike Fortnalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortnalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jack Harshman now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Kell reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Rivera moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Leo Cristanti now pitching. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Kaline fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kaline. Minoso goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Keen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. House hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Leo Cristante. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. House moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. House scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Harry Bird now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Foytak now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Torgerson strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bird for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. There goes Fox. The throw from House to second, and Fox is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Aber now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from House and he is out, Hatfield applying the tag. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Maury Martin now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Torgerson moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell bunts towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to third. Boone moves to second. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. House takes first base on ball four. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield bunts towards first. Dropo fields the ball and throws to Martin covering. Safe. Torgerson scores. Boone moves to third. House moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Tigers, 6. Dixie Howell now pitching. Jack Phillips pinch hits for Al Aber. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boone scores. House moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. It's 7-6, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Babe Bearer now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Maxwell. Kennedy moves to second. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-7, White Sox. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bunning now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Rivera bunts towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby pinch runs for George Kell. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. House hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Small pinch runs for Frank House. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Small moves to third. Red Wilson pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Small scores. Hatfield moves to third. It's White Sox, 8, Tigers, 8. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatfield tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.